Barbados has reacted angrily to that decision by the European Union to blacklist this country. Prime Minister Motley calls it an unconscionable act, a crime, unjust and disproportionate. The move by the Global Forum on Transparency and Exchange of Information for Tax Purposes took effect yesterday. Though we've met 7 of the 10 standards, they've taken action nonetheless, accusing Barbados of being partially compliant. And this is for a period dating back to between July 2015 and June of 2018. Advisor to the Prime Minister on such matters is Ben Arundel.
They're a trading bloc. And they've introduced certain rules within the EU to avoid tax competition amongst member states of the EU. So they have a bit of a challenge to try to ensure that countries conform to those rules. And in order to be able to do that, they feel that they have to also impose those rules on third countries that are not part of the EU. To demonstrate to the EU members that they are effectively applying those rules to countries outside of the EU to try to ensure that there's no competition from those countries. So it becomes a competitiveness issue between the EU and also member states as well. Non-member states such as Barbados.
Mr. Arundel has expanded on what this really means.
If you have companies in Barbados that are conducting business within the EU, maybe they have a contract to provide insurance services with the, to partner within an EU member state. If we are treated as a non-cooperative jurisdiction, then member states in the EU have the ability to do a number of things. Each country will decide what they're going to do, but they could certainly introduce high withholding taxes on payments to companies in Barbados, which then makes us very, very uncompetitive. What happens also is that banks within the EU could refuse to transact business with companies in Barbados, which then makes it very difficult to conduct business internationally. They could also deny a deduction for any payments made to a Barbados entity, even though it is a legal, legitimate, a lawful, legitimate payment, deny deduction to the payer for tax purposes. So it makes it really very difficult for Barbadian companies to conduct business within Europe.
Director of International Business Kevin Hunt says the EU is riding piggyback on a rating given to us by the Global Forum of the OECD.
And that rating that we've been given overall is a partially compliant rating. And we've been given that rating because primarily Barbados has not had enough time for the Global Forum to measure how effective we have been in certain changes we made to our legislation. So what must be made up front, clear up front, is that we have no deficiencies in our law, as acknowledged by both the OECD and the EU. In fact, the time frame for which we were reviewed by the Global Forum is a previous time frame from 2015 to 2018. And yes, Barbados, we were supposed to have made certain changes within that time frame. We didn't. But subsequently, we have made those changes. And from the Global Forum's perspective, we were rated partially compliant because they needed more time to see how effective we were in managing those changes. So that is what has made this so grievous for us, because the EU is fully aware of that fact, fully aware that we have no deficiencies in our law, and it's just a matter of time to observe us for our effectiveness. And in fact, Prime Minister Motley had made those representations to both the President of the EU Council and to the German Chancellor.
Mr. Hunt went further on why Barbados considers the timing as particularly dangerous.
This coming at this time can have severe consequences for us in terms of us and our ability to attract FDI, foreign direct investment, as well as international business companies.
That's Director of International Business, Kevin Hunt. And this has been Sagicor's Early Business.